chapter number 2. Mark chapter number 2. Share to you just a thought on our heart this morning. Amen. And just one statement made in verse 12, and I want to read verse 1 through verse 12. Then we'll get to that statement that that's been up on our mind, and then we'll try to put them on our heart, and we'll try to share with you from the precious Word of God. The Bible said in Mark chapter number 2, beginning verse number 1, "And again he entered into Capernaum. After some days it was noised that he was in the house. Straightway many were gathered together, so much that there was no room to receive them, no, not so much as about the door. And he preached the word unto them. And they came unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born of four. And when they could not come nigh unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was. And when they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the sick of the palsy, Son, thy sins be forgiven thee. But there were certain of the scribes sitting there and reading in their hearts, Why doeth this man thus speak blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God only? And immediately when Jesus perceived the spirit that they so reasoned within themselves, he said unto them, Why reason ye these things in your hearts? Whether is it easier to say to the sick of the palsy, Thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, Arise and take up thy bed and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins, he said to the sick of the palsy. Immediately he took up the bed and went forth, and before them all, insomuch that they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, We never saw it on this fashion. Very familiar passage of Scripture. We've just read to you for the precious Word of God. We've preached through this passage of Scripture many, many times. But I want to focus upon verse number 12. Before we get there, I want to look at the Scripture. And the Bible tells us, we see here, how that he had came into Capernaum. The Bible said he was in a house there. The Bible said it was known that he was in the house. Amen. We can find out that in straightway many, the Bible said in verse 2, were gathered together so much there was no room to receive them. In other words, they had heard about this man called Jesus. Brother Perry had heard about what he had done. And, amen, how he went about healing the sick and making the lame to walk and, amen, the dumb to speak. And the Bible said they began to, when they found out that he was in this house, amen, they came to him to the point where no one could get in. Many were bringing their sick. Many were just there to see what was going on. Many were there, Brother Perry. Amen, just because they had heard about this man called Jesus. But the Bible tells that there was one that was sick. that was sick of the palsy. The Bible said he was born of four. When they got to the place, Brother Perry, they could not get in because, amen, of the multitude of people that gathered about the house. How there were so many there, they could not get in the door to be able to get this man that had a need in his life to Jesus. We could preach upon the fact that, amen, this getting this man to Jesus is a type of getting that lover to Jesus for salvation. Or we could preach upon the subject, maybe, amen, what kind of noise is coming from our house. Amen, that Jesus is in the place. I mean, about other measures you could take from this passage of Scripture. But I want to look down at verse number 12. The Bible makes a statement there that I want to just look upon just for a little bit. The Bible said immediately he rose after Jesus talking to the man of palsy, take up your bed and walk. And the Bible said immediately he took up the bed and went forth before them all. It's so much that they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, we never saw it on this fashion. I will preach upon maybe that fault this morning. The Lord being a helper. We never saw it on this fashion. Brother Perry, when they see what had happened, when they seen, amen, that these four, they couldn't get this man who was sick of the palsy to Jesus. The Bible tells us that they went up on the rooftop, amen, and tore a hole in the
roof and let this man down. Amen. In front of Jesus. And the Bible says, amen, that Jesus seen that. How did Jesus came down and touched him? How did Jesus heal him? Amen. From his from that sickness that he had. But the Bible said, many saw what had happened. In verse 12, the Bible said they were amazed and glorified God. Amen. And saying, we never saw it on this fashion. Amen. You say, preacher, what did they never seen before? First of all, Brother Perry, I don't believe that's any concern. Amen. Of a man like Jesus. They'd never seen that one, and no doubt Jesus was preaching the word of God to them, the Bible said. But when this man, amen, was let down through the roof, amen, by these, they were trying to get their friend to Jesus. And the Bible said that he looked upon him. And the Bible said, well, they could not come nigh. In verse 5, when Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the son, unto the sick of the palsy, son, thy sin be forgiven thee. Amen. I'm glad, thank God. And we said the concern of Jesus. Oh, I'm glad today for the pay. When I look at the concern and the compassion that Jesus had, amen, I can say I never saw it on this fashion. Oh, we may look at this world today. People may act concerned. People may seem concerned. But I'm glad the concern, the compassion that Jesus showed there that day. Amen. The Bible said, amazed the folks who were there at the pond. They began to glorify God and say, we've never saw it on this fashion. Can I tell you today, the Bible said that when he saw their faith. Now, would you look at that just for a moment? The Bible talks about the one that was born of those that bore him, those four men that brought the man to Jesus. The Bible said that when Jesus saw their faith, not only the faith of the one that was in the laying there in the bed sick of the palsy, but thank God those four. Amen, that knew the need of their friend. Amen, knew that they had to get him to Jesus. I knew, Brother Perry, if they could just get him before this man. Amen, amen, that God would reach down and touch and heal him. Amen, in a mighty way. But we see, amen, the Bible said that when he saw their faith, I'm glad, thank God, the concern, the compassion of the Savior. Amen, when he looks down upon the faith, amen, of those that come to him. When he looks down upon the faith of those that genuinely, Brother Perry, bring that love to Jesus. Amen. And get on their knees to cry out on behalf of that one that's lost and undone. When Jesus, amen, had that concern and compassion upon those that are cried out on behalf of those in need. Can I tell you, we never saw it on this fashion. Oh, I'm glad the Bible says that. Amen. When Jesus saw their faith, the Bible said he looked down. The Bible said that he said to the sick of Paul, his son, thy sins be forgiven thee. Not only were they amazed, not only can they say we never saw it on this fashion when they looked at the concern and the compassion of their Savior, but I want you to look at something else they've seen. The Bible said, but there were certain scribes sitting there and reading the hearts. Why does this man thus speak blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God only? And immediately when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they so reasoned within themselves, he said to them, why reason ye these things in your hearts? Amen. We see that the scribes here were saying, wait a minute. Amen. Why is he? Amen. How does he have the heart? Why does he have the authorities? Hating to forgive sin. That's something only God can do. But the Bible said that Jesus perceived in his spirit that they so reasoned within the hearts among these things. Not only can they look back, these individuals, verse number 12 made the statement, we never saw it on this fashion. Oh, not only the cause of the concern of Jesus, the compassion of Jesus, but also the comprehension. Oh, he was a man, Brother Perry. amen, the very thing that they reasoned in their hearts, amen, Jesus perceived in his spirit. Jesus comprehended what they were thinking. Jesus comprehended what they were reading within their hearts. And Jesus began to address that. I'm glad, thank God, they could say we've never saw it like this. Brother Perry, I'm glad, thank God, many times in our life, amen, even though we may not say it, I'm glad the Holy Spirit of God can begin, amen, to perceive, can in their spirit, can perceive what we're thinking and know what we're thinking. Thank God the man of God may preach the very word, amen, that we may have not told nobody nothing about. Many times I've heard folks make the statement, preacher, amen, you preach, amen, to something I've been dealing with, that God's been dealing with now for all week long. You say, preacher, where'd it come from? It don't come from the preacher, but thank God it comes from the very Son of God. Amen. It can comprehend what we need when nobody else knows what we need but us. You see, they never saw it in this fashion. I want you to look what he said. Here was a man, Brother Perry, that was sick of the palsy. Not only we see the comprehension, but I want you to look what Jesus said. Here was a man that was sick. Here was a man that could not walk. But look what he said in verse number 5. When Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, son, thy sins be forgiven thee. Not only do we see the concern, the comprehension, the compassion, thank God, I believe we see the cleansing power of God. Oh, the first thing he did, he addressed the problem on the inside. Amen, thank God. He said, thy sins be forgiven thee. Brother Perry could have said, first of all, take up your bed and walk. But the first thing he did, you take it, thy sins be forgiven thee. I'm glad he took care of the main problem that young man had. That was that sin nature. Thank God he's cleansed him of his sin, forgave him of his sin, amen, for what he had done in his life, amen, he cleaned him up on the inside, first of all. That's when they began to scribes and Pharisees began to, amen, reason in their hearts among each other, amen, that only God has the power to forgive. Then, verse 9, Jesus said, verse 8, last part, verse 8, he said, why reason ye these things in your hearts? Whether is it easier to say in the sick of the palsy, thy sin be forgiven thee, or to say, arise and take up thy bed and walk? But that ye may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sin, he said to the sick of the palsy, arise, I say unto thee, arise and take up thy bed and go thy way into thine house. Not only do we see the cleansing power and the fact that if it gave him of his sin, how about we see, thank God, amen, the changing power, amen, allowed that man to get up off that bed, and to lay there in the bed, could not walk. But thank God Jesus said, arise, take up thy bed and walk. I'm glad not only the cleansing power that it gave him of his sin, the changing power, and the changing body of what it was, to a body could do, what it used to be. I could do. I'm glad, thank God, Brother Perry. And not only did Jesus cleanse my heart, clean me up on the inside, but thank God he changed my body. Thank God a body that was prone to sin, a body that walked according to the lust of the flesh, was the same body that went to the house of God, with the same body, amen, that preached the word of God. That's why, like I say, we've never saw it in this fashion. You see, you look at the Apostle Paul, a very good example. Amen. The cleansing power, the changing power. Amen. Of the Son of God. Amen. The Bible said, oh, Paul was injurious. In other words, Paul was a blasphemer. Paul went about doing everything he could to put the Christians in jail and, amen, bring harm to them. He said, the very one that used to persecute the church, he's the very one that, that preaches the same gospel that used to persecute, used to preach. What happened? Thank God it was the cleansing power. Amen. The cleansed Paul on the inside, on the road to Damascus. It was that changing power. It was changing the world. Amen. It was going against the Word of God, to preach the Word of God. We've never saw it on this fashion. Thank God. Amen. When we see the cleansing power, amen, and the revealing hand of God, I began to move in the changing power of God. I began to move. We can glorify God, say it. We've never saw it like this.
What he's saying, preacher? Simply saying, talking about Jesus. And they began to see the concern, the comprehension, the compassion. They began to see the cleansing power, the changing power. The Bible said it confounded them. No word it got to the point, Brother Perry, they just, man, they were so amazed. Brother Perry, I'm still amazed at the change and the cleansing power of God. I'm still amazed at how God can take an old sinner boy on his way to hell. Thank God, change him. Cleanse him on the inside. Change him on the outside. Make him, amen, a vessel of God, fit and sanctified for the master's use. I'm glad, thank God, Brother Billard, how you can take an old drunkard, amen, old dope addict, amen, cleanse him up on the inside, amen, change him on the outside, amen, when folks can look at it, amen, is that who I think it is? That may be who you used to think they are, but thank God, by the power of God. Amen. They've been changed by the power of God. Preaching to me out there in Radio Land today, you know what I'm talking about. You've been there. You've been that drunk. You've been that dope addict. You've been, amen, that abuser. You've been that one went about doing, amen, things according to what you wanted to do. Oh, but something happened. Thank God you met a man called Jesus. Thank God he cleaned you on the inside, changed you on the outside, to the point that your family and your friends are confounded. Oh, they're amazed about what the change that took place in your life. Why is it, preacher? Because of Jesus. Can I tell you today, you listen to the sound of my voice as we close. You've never been changed by the power of God. You've never been cleansed. Amen. From your life of sin, I beg you today, fall on your face and ask the Lord to come in your life. Ask the Lord to cleanse you of all your sin. Ask the Lord to change you and make you a new creature in Christ Jesus. And to know the round you can say, we've never seen this on this fashion. You see, that's what Jesus can do. Back to your natural at this time.